Unless a buyer can be found, the Navajo Generating Station in Page, Arizona, is going to shut down at the end of 2019. That'll lead to a number of coal miners and power plant employees having to search for new opportunities. Reporter Ryan Randazzo has written in the Arizona Republic that copper mining may turn out to be an option for some of those displaced workers, and he's with me to talk about it. Ryan, let's review the Navajo Generating Station situation first. How many people work there, and how soon could their jobs be eliminated?
Well, the Navajo Generating Station is a coal-fired power plant near Page. It has about 400 workers. It's owned by Salt River Project. Mm-hmm. They've already begun to pare down operations where they can. They are scheduled to close at the end of 2019. There is a mine about 80 miles away. It's on Navajo and Hopi land. There's about 325 miners there today. They have not begun to pare down operations because they're still supplying coal to that power plant. Mm-hmm. So the power plant workers can, if there's an open job somewhere outside of Phoenix at another power facility, they can be transferred there. The miners, however, haven't started to transition away. Unless a new owner can be found, and that by some counts is sort of a long shot, unless a new owner comes into that power plant, those miners are going to be out of a job in December 2019.
And in your piece, you write about the possibility of them working in copper mines because the price of copper is rising again. How dramatically has it risen, and what are some of the options they might have?
The price of copper is stable right now. It's not at a record high, but it's high enough that all of the major mines, and Arizona produces more copper than any other state in the country, all the major mines are actually increasing production, hiring people. So that's sort of fortunate if any of those coal miners wanted to transition jobs. That would require them moving away from the reservations. Most of the employees up there, most of the miners are tribal members of either the Navajo or Hopi. So that's a big ask. And if they take jobs outside the reservation, that doesn't make the tribal governments whole. They rely on the coal royalties to support the tribal government. So this wouldn't be a cure-all, but as far as keeping the families with a income for those tribal families, there are options out there. There's probably twice as many jobs in the copper field today as there are jobs at the Kayenta mine.
Considering how markets work, we're talking about certain, there's one mine you mentioned in your piece that wouldn't be done until 2021. And considering how markets work, is it possible by 2021 the copper market may not be doing so well?
Copper is more volatile historically than coal. But working in the mining industry, I'm sure miners are aware of the boom and bust cycle. A couple of these mines aren't expected to produce until 2020 or 2021, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of work to be done before they start actually producing copper. So just because they won't make copper for a few years doesn't mean there's nothing happening in the meantime. They've got a lot of setup work to establish those mines.
One could say mining is mining, but is there a difference between copper mining and coal mining for the workers? Or once you have that experience, should the transition potentially be fairly easy?
You know, and here I have to make a big confession to you. There's a comedian named Jim Jeffries, and he did a swing through Phoenix in the winter, and he makes a pretty crass joke about coal miners. Yeah. He's sort of making fun of the president, and why does President Trump want to save coal jobs? What's so special about coal? And I sat there and listened to him when he was in Phoenix, and my immediate reaction was, oh, that's pretty crass. You know, I've met and talked with some of these coal miners, and that's kind of disheartening to hear someone sort of disparage them. But in the back of my head, I thought, well, Jim Jeffries is kind of right. We could put coal miners to work doing other types of mining, and we just happen to have a lot of highly productive copper mines in this state. Back to your question, how closely related are they?
Yeah.
Mining is not like, back in the olden days where you have people with a pick and a sledge in a tunnel. I mean, what these folks do is mostly heavy equipment operators. There's welders of every different type. There's diesel mechanics. So if you can fix the giant trucks that haul coal, I imagine you would be pretty good at fixing the giant trucks that haul copper ore. And there's a lot of crossover. And the copper mines acknowledge that as well, that they would be very interested in hiring anyone who has mining experience from Kayenta.
You mentioned what a huge copper producer Arizona is. Can we put some numbers on that? Because Freeport-McMoRan is moving ahead with an $850 million expansion of its Safford mine. $850 million means they expect to get a lot more than $850 million out of this mine.
Well, heck yeah, they do. about a quarter of the copper produced in the entire United States comes out of Arizona. And when they expand a mine, they're not only spending $850 million, but they're doing that with the expectation that that mine is going to operate for 20 or 40 years, mm-hmm. probably even longer than that. They're sort of limited in what they can say about how much copper is in the ground because of investment rules. But you can bet that if they're going to spend that much money to establish the mine, that they plan on being there for a long time.
What signs are you watching over the next 6 months to a year to see if some of what you posit in the story is actually moving in this direction?
Well, even on a shorter horizon, I'll be watching to see if anybody comes forward publicly and says they're interested in buying that power plant. Mm. That would change this whole story. No one that works at the coal mine is going to look for a job in copper if they think that they're going to be able to stay on the reservation. That's their primary focus. But if someone doesn't come forward very soon, it's going to be too late for a new owner to step in, purchase that power plant, and take over before Salt River Project needs to actually shut it down and start taking things apart.
Ryan Randazzo covers energy and a lot more for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Ryan, thanks.
Thanks for having me.